Gun violence is the number one cause of death in children and teens in the United States. That's why Attorney General Rob Bonta established the Office for Gun Violence Prevention, or OGVP, in 2022. This is the third report from the California Gun Violence Prevention Office. According to the report, there are protections for survivors or victims, seniors, juveniles, students, and employees. Attorney General Bonta says there are 9 protections so that people can choose one that best matches their safety concerns. Bonta said he'd like to see these protections extend across the nation.
We don't just want Californians to be protected from gun violence the way we protect them here. We want Americans throughout the United States to be protected in the same way. They deserve that safety. It should be owed to them and given to them as well. If they adopt our approaches, they can have that safety.
Some of these protections include a civil harassment restraining order, which would protect survivors from harmful conduct and domestic violence, as well as restraining orders against workplace violence and elder abuse. According to the CDC, there are over 120 gun deaths each day and close to 45,000 each year in the U.S. The Office of Gun Violence Prevention says it will work to reduce those numbers by promoting research and data collection, increasing awareness about firearm policies, and collaborating with political partners at every level of the government. The American gun homicide rate is 26 times higher than that of other wealthy countries. AG Rob Bonta says California has shown that tackling gun violence is possible.
Over the last 30 years, we have transformed in California from being one of the states with the highest firearm mortality rates in the nation to one of the states with the lowest. Because of the decisions, because of the action, because of the choices we made, because of our commitment to evidence and data, efficacy and safety, we've shown that you can do better.
Bonta says the California gun death rate is now 40% lower than the national average, and youth death rates have been cut in half since the peak in 1993. California is also the first state in the country to have a gun violence restraining order to prevent mass shootings or gun-related suicides by allowing police to take guns away from people who have made threats. Bonta said California is also the first state to pass a permanent funding source for community violence intervention programs. Mike McLively is the policy director of Giffords Law Center for Violence Intervention. It's a national gun violence prevention group. He says Giffords is sponsoring a bill that aims to uplift the court protections in the report called SB 899. This bill would allow law enforcement to seize guns from dangerous individuals. McLively said that this report helps keep Californians informed about the ways they can protect themselves from gun violence.
The report emphasizes that no matter what the situation calls for, be it a domestic dispute, harassment at work, or a concern that someone may die by suicide, there is a tool that can help protect that individual and the broader community.
AG Bonta said if these protections were used more widely, 140,000 gun-related deaths could have been prevented from 2013 to 2022 in the U.S. Ivan Garcia is a Team Enough Executive Council member for Brady, a national youth-led gun violence prevention organization. He says the fear of gun violence has loomed over him ever since he was a kid growing up in the era of mass shootings.
It happens all around us. In our homes, in our communities. I grew up in fear of gun violence every day, and enough is enough. We will be the generation to end gun violence in America.
The public can access the report at the State Attorney General's website, oag.ca.gov. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.